Psalm 132. Please read Psalm 132. It has 18 verses. The psalmist, King David, is so desirous to serve the Lord, specifically to build a temple for the Lord where all his people can go to worship, that he makes a solemn promise. He has taken an oath that he will not rest or lay aside his activity until he has built this house to the Lord. The Lord releases him from this oath, because David's son Solomon has been chosen by God to actually build the temple. David has worked tirelessly to gather together all the provisions for the project, and these will be kept for Solomon. David has been a man of action for the Lord, and has had so many conquests in his name, but Solomon will be a peaceable king, and will rule with great wisdom, much of which came from his father David in these Psalms. David spent his youth in Bethlehem, which is the birthplace of the king who would sit on David's throne forever. The field of Jar was where the Ark of the Covenant rested before David sought a place for it in the city of Zion, where the presence of the Lord dwelt. The Ark will come to its resting place in the temple of the Lord, where the people of God will worship and serve as priests to the Lord. They will be fully righteous and sing for joy at their deliverance from sin and death. David may not live to see the temple built, but the vision is still with him, which he will pass down to Solomon. The city of God, Zion, the holy city of Jerusalem, has been chosen by the Lord for his habitation forever. He will sit in judgment and rule there on his everlasting throne of authority and power. All people under his care are safe, and will be amply provided for, and every priest will be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. God will set up a beacon for his anointed king, and he will be given a radiant crown of glory, for he has overcome the grave and has brought many people into his glory. This eternal king of David's heritage is none other than Jesus Christ.